Now we've got Morris in New York who's got a painting question. How can we help you today?
I recently had painted the walls, and after it was painted, I found out that I could see the spackle and the previous paint underneath it.
Okay.
So I was wondering what I did wrong and what I can do to remedy the situation.
So after you painted it, you noticed that you could see the spackle. So could you see it through the paint, or could
yes,
you just see
it? Yes, through the paint, yes.
Through the paint. Okay, and what kind of paint did you use, Morris?
It was like pearl finish.
Okay, but it was not a primer. It was a wall paint.
Right.
Well,
it was white on white.
Whenever you have a problem with paint, you have to kind of go back to the beginning, and that means you need to prime the wall first. Mm-hmm. If you have a difficult surface and you're having trouble with coverage, then what you should do is prime it. We would recommend, because you've had a problem here, let's do it once and do it right, not have to do it again.
Yeah, I thought because it was white on white, I really didn't need a primer, but you're telling me I had to do it anyway.
Well, you see, it's a different quality. The primer neutralizes the surface, and it's really what makes the next coat stick. The top coat
has different adhesion qualities, too,
right.
So it's made to stick on anything that's already there.
Yeah, and seal what's underneath so that you get less absorption as well. So that's why it's a good idea to prime it, because you've had a problem. So I would recommend that you use an oil-based primer. You prime the entire wall, and then after it dries, you'll have to put only one coat of top paint on top of that. Use a good quality paint, and you should be able to get away with just one more coat of paint.
I also have a problem with, you know, the wood thing that they use in the past. I have like holes, bubbles coming out of the wall, and I was wondering how I can get rid of that.
You mean where there were nails or that sort of thing?
Yes, the wood,
okay.
Wood nails that they used in the past.
All right, so then what you want to do is you drive another nail next to that so that you press it into the wall, and then you spackle that and use a wall patching compound, a spackle, make it sure it dries real good, and do all this before you prime. You may have to sand it a little bit after you spackle. If it's a very deep nail hole, then do two coats. And then after it's sanded, very lightly sand it, then you prime it, again, with the oil-based primer, and you can put the top coat over that, and you'll be very happy with the results.
Okay.
All right?
Very much.
You're welcome, Morris. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974.